We all have stories to tell, but we often forget to have the conversations to pass them on. We're too busy, too distracted, too occupied. Our stories only live if we tell them. This is Northern Michigan Voices. I'm Hannah Moran. In July of 2014, StoryCorps, a national nonprofit organization that travels the country, came to Marquette and recorded conversations between families, friends, and neighbors, then submitted them to the Library of Congress for preservation. StoryCorps says, listening is an act of love. Telling these stories is also an act of love. We hope you enjoy the voices of our community and the stories they tell. Today, Public Radio 90 presents a story from Valerie Rose Bradley Holiday, who sits down with Vanessa Gonzalez Block and talks about building a park in Marquette.
Let's see, I have three sons, and of course my boys, just seeing them growing up and enjoying this area and being able to send them, hey, you just go to the park, and you know, the Mattson Park is... It's a wood park. It's the wood park, and it's down by the docks there. And that was a community project. People came, and they would label you skilled or unskilled, and you worked on the park in the different areas. And I think it was organized by the Women's Zonta Club. And they had areas for the kids, too. So, I mean, it was a nice thing to bring them and have them play. And this is when they were very, very tiny. So having them play there while we did our work. And I kept telling them, you know, I'm unskilled. And they kept handing me power tools. And at one point, oh gosh, I don't know if I should go on record about this, but I got the cord caught. They gave me a belt sander, and I got the cord caught up in the belt sander. So next thing I know, I hear the next day on the radio, we need this and that, and the belt sander. I'm like, I wonder who did that. But so after the park was finished, I brought my oldest down there. And, of course, I dressed him in a red shirt thinking, okay, I'll be able to identify my kids. Well, everybody else dressed their kids in bright shirts, too. And unlike penguins, I could not identify my young. And so he was just like a flash all through there. This is Matthew. He was just like just everywhere. And at one point, I didn't see him anymore. And my heart just, I was just like sick in my heart. I'm like, where in the heck is he? Well, he had gotten under one of those, you know how kids can find small spaces? They're almost like mice. And he found this little small space. And I says, you know what? From now on, I know you like hide and seek, but from now on, when I say mommy's not playing, can you please come out? There's a couple boards there with their names on there because you could, excuse me, one board there. If you go down there and look, there's names of families and kids and that, and where you donated like $20 or $25, and it was to go towards the cost of the park. And I was only able to buy one board, that's right. And there's one board there that says Matt and Mike. And so it was just a nice thing. Like I said, you get embedded in the community. In tangible ways. I guess that's part of my life with becoming a Youper, having family here, loving the community here, loving the nature here, and learning to bloom where I'm planted.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by WNMU-FM and the Northern Michigan University Advanced Audio Production Class. Today's program was edited by Corinne Murch. For Public Radio 90, I'm Hannah Moran.